USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is lifting tariffs on steel and aluminum imposed on Canada and Mexico. In a joint statement, the Canadian and American governments say the U.S. will eliminate a 25% tariff on steel and 10% tariff on aluminum. Canada will in turn withdraw its tariffs on all products that are mostly on agriculture. Mexico plans to make a similar announcement later on Friday. President Trump sits down with Fox News' Steve Hilton to discuss the prospect of investigating former Vice President and current 2020 Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden.
Don't you think that should be investigated, well, that financial connection? The Chinese government putting billions of dollars into Biden family business.
100%. It's a disgrace. And then he says China's not a competitor of ours. China is a massive competitor of ours. They want to take over the world.
So far, no comment from Biden on Trump's statements. This is USA Radio News.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
There are calls for a boycott of the state of Alabama because of its new abortion law. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The law signed this week bans virtually all abortions without exception for rape and incest. Now the controller in the state of Maryland, Peter Franchot, says he's advising that state's $52 billion pension fund to pull any money it's invested in Alabama companies.
Because it's a theocracy. It's not based on scientific fact. The only thing that can offset that, in my experience, is money.
Meanwhile, the Colorado Secretary of State's calling for a boycott, and she's banned her staff from official travel to the state because of that new law.
A federal judge in California is hearing arguments to block funding for the U.S.-Mexico border wall. Lawsuits filed by the ACLU in 20 states, including California, are trying to prevent over $6 billion being taken from other federal agencies. The judge hearing the case was appointed by former President Barack Obama. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
In the springtime, many folks fall sick to either the common cold or seasonal allergies, and a lot of these symptoms do overlap each other. CBS News medical correspondent Dr. Tara Narla joins CBS This Morning and explains the difference between your common cold and allergies.
A lot of parents can struggle with that because there can be similarities. So first, it's rare to develop allergies if you're under two, seasonal allergies as a child. Second, you want to look at duration. Are the symptoms lasting a couple days, more likely a cold, or weeks to months, more likely allergies? Track them. Do they happen at the same time every year? Or your kid is okay in the house, and then the minute they go outside, they suddenly start coughing or sneezing. In addition, if there's fever, more likely to be a cold. You can look at the secretions. If the mucus is clear or watery, it's more likely allergies. And importantly, if your child complains a lot of itching eyes, itching nose, that really tends to be more of a hallmark of allergies. Kids can also have like lack of sleep, fatigue, trouble at school.
So what can you do to avoid some of the most intense allergic reactions?
Well, the best thing to do is to start early. So you want to prep, you know, and start taking your medications 2 weeks before allergy season starts.
Take it before?
Yes, 2 weeks before your body starts to create this reaction. There are nasal steroids, which are really the first line of treatment. There's also other drugs, antihistamines. You can get allergy shots, immunotherapy. But you can work with an allergist to create a plan. And then there's practical things. So close your windows, use your air conditioner, make sure that you wash your clothes, your hair, your body after you come inside.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.